You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your backup host today, Shelley Delaney. With me on the phone is Sherry Patterson, and Sherry Patterson did a lot of the talking today. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And thank you for coordinating this special episode of Juno Afternoon, as well as the month-long series. How did you feel about this first episode?
Well, we could have done better. But it was our first time out the gate, and I think we did well. We are excited to have this opportunity to share ourselves with our community. I was just reflecting on the song "What's Going On" by Marvin Gaye that we played at the top of the at the opening, and you know, he said in the verse, he said, "Talk to me so we can see what's going on," and I think that's the launching point that we are have used, you know, to start talking and allowing our friends and our neighbors in our community to hear from us and hear from our guts, hear from our experiences, those things that we have lived all of our lives, so that we can go forth and understand and a little clearer what's going on.
Absolutely. Since you mentioned the music, I just wanted to point out that you selected the intro song and the outro song. We already talked about the intro song. Do you want to say something about the outro song? I didn't get to play
sure.
too much of it, but we'll be using these songs for the whole
yes.
series.
Yes, and the ending song "Together," it's a song that was written only a few months ago by Kirk Franklin and King and Country in the midst of the COVID pandemic, and it's so fitting for all that we have and are experiencing still in this year of 2020. And the lyrics speak to it for themselves. It says, if we fall, we'll fall together. But when we rise, we'll all rise together. And that's what we want to see. And that's what those songs are picked.
Yeah, that's a terrific message, of course, very positive, very uplifting.
Yes.
But I also liked what you said in your message about going through this mess and coming out different, coming out changed for the better, coming out
yes.
not being the same as we
yes.
were before as individuals,
yes.
as a society. I'm kind of adding
yes.
on to what you said because I really,
yes.
it really resonated with me.
Yes, yes, yes. I as I said on my piece, I check in with my kids. We all live in different locations throughout the city. And, you know, we do regular check-ins. And though we see each other, you know, we just have some time one night a week, you know, just check in. We're not doing it as often as we did in the beginning. But in the beginning, we were, you know, just touching base. Okay, where's your head? Where are you? How you doing? Do you need anything? You know, and that helps in the process of it all. Just staying connected. And I've told them on many occasions, you know, don't waste this time. It's a valuable time. We can waste the time being negative and being upset about what's going on around us, or we can use it to improve ourselves and do something different. There are so many things that I've seen on television, on Facebook, and other social media. We have little entrepreneurs popping up every day now, you know, and had these things not happened, I don't know if we'd be seeing some of those things. I've been journaling since March, and to see some of the I would say development in my own life is just, it floors me, because I would not have done these things had this not happened. So, you know, I wouldn't want to go through this again, but I'm thankful for going through it now because I'm better as a result of it.
I also really liked what you said about getting some affirmations, saying your affirmations. I like the one that you used as an example. And it just made me wonder, you know, we've had Christina Michelle on the show a couple of times, and she is very good at what she does. And I was just curious, do you coach her, or does she coach you, or is it a little bit of both?
I think it's a little bit of it goes both ways. But I think she's doing, these days, I think she's more doing more coaching than I am. And because it's her profession, it's her field, and she's always on. And she tells me sometimes, okay, Mom, you're thinking crooked. You straighten it up, you know. Now, that don't sound right, Mother, you know. And I have to look at that, and I honor her, and I respect her, expertise, especially when I'm thinking crooked. I need that, and I appreciate her for that.
Well, Sherry Patterson, thanks so much for speaking with me. I really enjoyed recapping this first episode with you.
Thank you.
And I think you guys did a great job. I am so looking forward to what is to come,
yes,
through the month of August. Do you want to give us a little preview of the topic or topics for next,
sure,
week?
Sure. I know we're still trying to work out all through the rest of the month, but for sure next week we will be talking about Blacks who have contributed to the state of Alaska. There are many. We have family members that have contributed greatly, who live further up north. Want to introduce them. And there's some African-Americans that contributed to the state in the 1800s that I didn't even know about. And this is so invigorating to me, and I love this process because, as I said before, you know, not only will our community glean and grow, but we are also in this process. I think everything you experience, you grow and you learn from. So we're excited about next week.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited too. I don't want to take up any more of your time right now, but I do
appreciate it.
Of course, I do look forward to hearing from you next week. So you have a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you so much, Shelley.
Thanks, Sherry. Take care.
Bye-bye.